Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
We have, or you may have heard of the news, that from today, mothers are entitled to paid breastfeeding breaks at work for a period of 2 years. Before now, it was only 6 months. Now, this is a measure coming into effect under the new Work-Life Balance Bill. The bill will become law in April when Michael Higgins signs it. And also included in the bill, if you are a career or you are a carer or a parent and your child or family member becomes ill and you need medical appointments, you can take up to 5 unpaid days off. But what I wanted to discuss and stick to tonight was the breastfeeding measure and whether it's even necessary. According to the HSE, breastfeeding is one of the best things you can do for your child's well-being, and there's nobody doubting that. They recommend breastfeeding exclusively for the first 6 months and, if you can, continue for up to 2 years and beyond. Now, nobody is denying the benefits of breastfeeding tonight. Nobody's going to come on this radio station. I would not even allow it to say that there's no benefit. Of course there is, but Ireland has the lowest uptake in breastfeeding probably in Europe. Because maybe there's a bit of Catholicism in there. But do we really need to make it a law that you get unpaid breaks or do so for 2 years? Surely this is a non-issue in workplaces. I mean, is this new measure just some kind of signal that we are progressing and we're all inclusive and completely unnecessary? And could this new measure be abused? How many breaks do you get? Who's going to check if the mother is actually feeding or pumping? Isn't, I suppose, making this new law going a little bit too far? And here's the big question. For women who have fought for years for equality in the workplace, and we know, by the way, that pregnancy, you know, deters employers from taking on women because of their childbirth age, which it shouldn't, by the way, but it does. That's the fact. Here's another little thing that's going to make the employer go, I wonder if she's going to start breastfeeding soon and taking time off. Do you understand what I'm saying? The same way as employers are reluctant to take on people who are unwell and who have to go to a doctor on a regular basis. So it's a disadvantage to women just because she happens to be of breastfeeding age that she might not get that job, you know, whereas a woman who's already had her children might have a better opportunity to get it, or indeed a man who's not going to breastfeed, although you never know nowadays. Anyway, are I my way off the mark on this? I mean, is this because it's one of the most important things you can do for a child, something that needs to be protected by law at all costs, and perhaps it will help to remove the stigma, if any, if there is any, by the way, and normalise breastfeeding? So the question I'm asking is this new law where mothers are entitled to paid breastfeeding breaks for at work for a period of 2 years even necessary? Now, I don't know how the law works. So, like, you're able to say to your boss, listen, I'm just heading home. I have to breastfeed the baby. You know what I mean? I'll be back in an hour. And the boss kind of has no choice but to say, yeah, that's okay. I'll pay for that. For 2 years. Yeah, I just don't know how this is going to work. Let me go to Breda if I can. Breda, how you doing? By the way, if you want to text, you can 087-188-0008. Breda, how are you?
I'm grand, Niall. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you. It's been a while.
yeah. So long.
Breda, I mean, is this even necessary? Or is this kind of more kind of virtue signalling and look at us, aren't we great and progressive and all that kind of carry on?
Yeah, I look, why should somebody that's breastfeeding get paid breaks to go home and feed their child? But I didn't breastfeed. I had an emergency section for my daughter. So I made a decision not to breastfeed. I found it traumatic enough with everything else that had happened. But why can't I have paid breaks, go home and bottle feed my daughter first?
Yeah, you know, like, your body, your choice, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's discrimination straight away if you're not feeding by the boob. And I fully embrace anyone that does it. I think they're amazing. I think they're fantastic. My sisters did it. And I think it's you know, it's a wonderful, natural thing to do. I made the decision not to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and that was my decision at the time. But then why should I be discriminated against because I'm bottle feeding my lady, but my colleague beside me is boob feeding.
Right, okay. But you can also apply for time off, say if you need to go in and, you know, obviously pump out a bit of milk for later on that evening. Because now, I do understand, by the way, I don't understand the complete biology of it, but women who are breastfeeding, their breasts can get sore because they get full of milk, et cetera, et cetera. So they might have to express some milk, you know, during the day. And I get that, you know, I mean, your boss should be an understanding, yeah. I suppose, in those situations.
Yeah, but I'm sure like everything, there's a way you can set a timer to do these kinds of things. You know, it's like you feed a baby every 3 hours, it'll wake up every 3 hours. You feed it every 4 hours, it can wake up every 4 hours. So, you know, I don't fully understand the mechanisms of breastfeeding and having to pump and all that because I didn't do it. But But I think then, okay, so you do it for 2 years. So then what's to say everyone goes, no, I want to feed mine now for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Like, where, like, you know,
where
most
stop?
People, where does it stop? And most people breastfeed for 6 months and then they wean the baby off, because after 9 months, they're going back to work anyway. And it's probably easier just to have the baby on bottle or whatever, you know. And my lady tried on the bottle. It never, she certainly didn't. She never had a cold until I took her off the bottle, Niall, and she was 3 years of age. I used to give her one bottle at night going to bed. And when I took her off the bottle altogether, that's when she started getting all her sniffles and things. So I don't know, you know.
I mean, I'm wondering, the law says if you're working and breastfeeding, you're entitled to take 1 hour off work with pay each day as a breastfeeding break for up to 2 years. Now, it may be taken as one break or two 30-minute breaks, or three 20-minute breaks. Now, I don't know how you do the three 20-minute breaks unless you brought the baby to work with you. Because how are you going to get home, feed the baby and get back in again in 20 minutes? So let's just say you're taking the hour off. So essentially your employer is going to give you an hour's pay every day if you wanted to use it. And I imagine women who are breastfeeding will take that opportunity.
But again, that will only work in certain workplaces. Like, we couldn't do that in my job.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Could you land
the plane? Can you turn around? I need to go back.
I'll be back in an hour and we can carry on then, you know.
Or why? You could bring the baby and just stick it in a cot in the galley.
Well, yeah, I could. Or
isn't that what they call that area where you make the food? The galley, isn't it?
Yeah, the galley is where we get everything ready, yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah, so he's a
where you microwave everything. Where you microwave everything.
We don't microwave anything. We have ovens, you twit.
Can you microwave me dinner? It's bleeding freezing.
Honest to God.
Where do you want the chicken or the beef? Chicken or the beef?
Yeah, or vegetarian now. We do vegetarian.
Oh, you do vegetarian as well. Oh, yeah. Is there much demand? Is there much demand for the vegetarian?
Yeah, there is, actually. It's amazing. Yeah, a lot of people like the vegetarian. Well, okay. It's quite nice. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you basically think this is discrimination against those who don't breastfeed?
Yeah, I do. Because, look, you know, I mean, why should I'd love an extra hour at home with my child to run home and give them the bottle or whatever, if you're close enough. But the other thing is, you could be working 2 hours away from wherever your baby is.
Yeah.
Like, who's to say you're not going to say, I'm just going to take my hour now, and you go off and you pot around the shops, and you could be pumping onto your jacket or whatever, so nobody will know.
Yeah.
And you go back into work and go, yeah, that was great, thanks very much, and you're getting paid for it.
We'll stay there for a second. Hang on, let me go to Sharon as well. Sharon, hi.
Hi, Niall.
How are you? Sharon, is this a good idea, or is this just all kind of, are we just kind of show off? It's good for optics, I suppose, isn't it?
I haven't had a lot of time to think about it now, so I'm trying to tread carefully here. I think if somebody wants to breastfeed for that long, they're probably, if they really want to do it, they're probably better off staying at home for the 2 years.
Yeah.
If they really want to breastfeed.
Take an extended break from work, like?
Yeah. Because it sounds messy. I mean, if they were breastfeeding, if they were expressing the milk at work and they were putting it in the fridge or something, I don't know. But I mean, she couldn't be running home to feed a baby.
No.
Maybe you can express the milk and then bring it home at the end of the day, but it just sounds very messy.
Yeah, maybe in work if they have a particular room where you can express. I wouldn't expect you to do it in the jacks or something like that, but if they had a particular room.
Oh, God, no.
You know, I mean, that wouldn't be very hygienic. But I mean...
That puts more emphasis then on the employer to have to find the space now for people to have to go and do this. You know, it's all about logistics as well. And, you know, a small company mightn't be able to facilitate somebody to do that on the premises. So what do you do then? Go out and sit in your car and you express in the car.
Sure, but do you remember those two politicians, one in Australia and one in Northern Ireland there going back, was it last year or the year before? I can't remember because I lost track of time. But didn't they bring their babies to work to Parliament and they breastfeed them while they're talking? And I'm going... Now, that's unnecessary. Uh-huh. You don't have to do that. They were just doing it to make a point, by the way. But that was completely unnecessary. You know what I mean? I mean, imagine sitting at your office typing away, Sharon, you know, with a baby latched onto your boob. You know what I mean?
If you're travelling, Niall, and you need to feed your baby, absolutely. I mean, we have it all the time on board, and it's mother and daughter or child, and it's lovely to see. And it's a bonding time and it helps the child maybe with their ears if they're going to pop and give them trouble and whatever. That's different. That's something that's you know, you're in a confined space. You have to utilise whatever you have at the time. But like, you can't, you know. I just think we're gone too PC about everything. I just think everything's gone OTT. Let's go back to basics. You know, let's just shred it all off and let's go back to being basic again, because it didn't do you and I any harm growing up. And I honestly think kids would be better off today if some of the stuff wasn't around that they have, you know.
I'm wondering, by the way, how many children were breastfed back 40 years ago versus now. I'd say more were breastfed then than now.
I know my poor mother tried to breastfeed me and she got
mastitis.
Mastitis.
Cows get that, yeah.
I'm just saying
that's what cows get. It's called mastitis. Women get it too when they're breastfeeding. Mastitis.
Yeah. Well, she said it was the most horrific, painful thing she ever. She said birth child was nothing in comparison to it.
Mm.
You know, so like people, there's plenty of people will not be able to breastfeed for various reasons. But I just think you can't clump one group of women and say there's an extra hour off you every day, and then every other mammy that has a child up to 2 years of age goes, well, no, you keep working and just keep doing what you're supposed to do. You know.
But Sharon, just to be balanced and nice about this, you know what I mean? Maybe I'm way off, because it is one of the most important things you can do for a child, according to doctors, and I'm not going to disagree with them. Something that, you know, needs to be protected. Maybe it does need to be protected by law. I mean, do we really need a law to protect the institution of breastfeeding?
I just think if you're going to do it for 2 years, you're better off staying at home and doing it.
Yeah, see, the whole idea of this is
in a workplace.
Well, you see, the whole idea over the last 10 years has been to get women out working and paying tax, isn't it? You know, so, and women wanted to do that allegedly.
Yeah, but now you get 9 months now. You nearly get 9 months maternity leave now after you've had a baby, because it was only 4 when I had mine.
Well, you get 6, and then you can take
too,
6 more. You can take six more unpaid if you want to. When I say unpaid, you can take them off. What most mothers do is take 6 months maternity leave and then go sick for 6 months, and you know, you get paid by the state.
Yeah, and then you can do your parental leave then as well. You have X amount of time.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah.
So you could add all that up and make it up to the 2 years, as Sharon said.
Oh, well, you wouldn't get 2 years, but would you get a fair bit?
There's plenty of ways you can do it if you need to do it. But I agree with Sharon. I think if you're breastfeeding a child up to 2 years of age, I think you're probably, for your own sake and to make life easier for you and for your child, so you're not stressing about getting caught in traffic and not getting home in time to feed them. You know, yeah, stay at home if you can for the 2 years and breastfeed.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the text on the screen here. Somebody says, no, 2 years wouldn't be enough. I breastfed my son till he was nearly 5. Stop.
No.
What, like through the railings of the gate in school? I mean, 5. There was a picture in Cosmo magazine of a young girl being breastfed by her mother, and she was standing up. The child was 12 or something, and the mother was standing up. The two of them were standing up, and the child was tall enough to like breastfeed off her while she was standing up. Like, and I'm going, stop.
No. That's I mean, fair dues to her in one sense, because like I'm sure most people would like to get their lives back into some form of a routine, but like child latching on to you at 5 years of age,
with all the teeth
and everything else.
Oh, would you get anything done?
Young boys, you can't. Young boys know what they're at. They do.
Oh, they're cute. Yeah.
What do they say about young boys? They spend 9 months trying to get out of the womb, and the rest of their life trying to get back into it again. Then we go to Susan. Susan, how are you doing?
Hi, Mel. How are you? How's it going?
I'm good.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, Susan. Loud and clear.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, Susan. The breastfeeding for 2 years, time off, in work, paid. Is it a good idea?
Well, it's not bad if you can get away with it. You know what I mean? It's not bad at all, like Ryan Tuberty. If you can get away with
it. if you can do a Ryan Tuberty on it, like.
What?
I didn't even know that was a thing that we say nowadays. Is that a new cliche? Let's do a Ryan Tuberty on it. I've said Ryan is a nice guy in the past. It was a Verticom's oversight. Anyway, sorry, Susan. Yeah, so sure, if you can get away with it and somebody's offering you the money, why not? Like, is that what you're saying to me?
I'd say if you can get away with it, do it, do you know? But I think 2 years is a bit long on the boob or on the breast. I think 6 months would be enough, wouldn't it, you know? And have your leave and do it in 6 months and then and put the child onto a bottle then.
And did you breastfeed?
Is that not okay?
Did you breastfeed?
No. Mummy wouldn't let me breastfeed. She said I'd never be away, you know, I'd never have my own bit of time if I had to breastfeed.
Oh, you know? Restriction.
So I never did. Yeah. I never did. I had milk leg. I was like an elephant. The legs were coming down over the shoes.
Oh.
But, yeah.
The legs were coming down over the shoes?
Milk.
What?
You know, the milk, too much milk in the body. But anyway, I didn't breastfeed, but...
Am
I breaking up?
No. You are breaking up a little bit, but you lost me on the legs over the shoes. I didn't get that bit. Sorry.
Explain
that to me, Breeder, there. Sorry.
Was she carrying a lot of fluid retention that you had cankles and all that from like you were nearly bordering on having oh my God, my brain's not working tonight.
What?
Did you have a lot of fluid before you had the baby?
I think the milk went down into the legs. It went all into the body or whatever, you know, because I didn't take it out. I don't know. Milk leg, it was called anyway.
Milk leg.
Too much milk. Yeah, milk leg.
Oedema. Yeah, is it like oedema?
Yeah, it's like an elephant. Yeah. Blown up with milk.
I know women get that when they're pregnant and they end up having to get their rings cut off and all sorts of things. I can't remember the name of it now, yeah.
I still have my legs.
Sharon says oedema. That could be it, all right. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm okay. But yeah, 6 months, Niall, is enough, I think, to do the breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And then put them on the bottle.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think 2 years out of work is okay when you have a baby. I think it's better off to get back to work.
Yeah.
And maybe put the baby with a childminder. But then...
A lot of women don't want to go back to work. But a lot of women don't. I've spoken to women who've had a baby and they're so delighted to be with their baby and they're dreading going back to work. Then again, there are women who just can't wait to get away from the baby and go back to work again.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to get away now to get him into a crèche. But, you know, the thing is, they're the formative years and you need to spend that time with the baby, but I didn't.
Well, they say the first 4 years are the formative years, yeah.
Yeah. But he's worked out okay, like yourself now, worked out okay.
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean, like myself? I didn't breastfeed.
He's done okay. Well, he hasn't done the leaving yet, but he's doing well for now.
Oh, you're young.
He's working in the butcher.
Yeah, you're
working in the butcher part-time. Yeah, right. my young lad. Yeah, he went to Longitude.
Did he?
Mm.
Did he have a good time?
Yeah, he went there two days.
Yeah, had a good time. Oh, she's gone again.
That's the Derby. Yep. So it's been a hectic weekend.
Yeah.
But the
thanks for your life story there. I'm delighted. Well, sorry. Back to the breastfeeding. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's okay.
Sorry for blabbering.
No, that's okay.
No, I do it every time.
Yeah, I'm interested.
My apologies. No,
don't apologize, Susan. I'm really interested in your son heading off to Longitude and working in the butchers. I'm delighted to hear. And by the way, did he sleep much in Longitude? I doubt he did.
Oh, no, Niall. You go up there at 12 o'clock in the day and then back down at 12 o'clock in the night.
Oh, you come home again.
Yeah. Can you sleep? Is there tents?
I think there is, isn't there? There's overnighters.
I don't think they're doing that anymore, Niall.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're not.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm sorry for putting us off the breastfeeding.
No, it's okay. I know I'm interested in Longitude. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, Sharon, Susan says 6 months would be enough. Would that tie in with what you're thinking?
Yeah, well, what I did was I went back part-time. I went back 3 days a week, so I felt it was getting the best of both worlds.
Mm.
You know, I was with her for 4 days, then I was at work for three. But it's just, if the woman really wants to breastfeed, I think it'd be better to take her off the breast after 6 months and go back to work. But if the woman doesn't want to and she wants to, it's her choice, then just stay at home. Mm. And if you want to breast the child for 2 years, just stay at home. I don't think it would work in a workplace.
Well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Billy as well. Billy, how are you doing?
Niall, how are you keeping?
Billy, welcome along to the show. Let's get a male perspective on this. But what do you think? Yeah. I mean, it was 6 months. Now it's 2 years. And it's paid as well, by the way, now.
If you'll allow me for 2 seconds just to take a slight tangent to this, Niall.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You're a smoker, Niall, right?
I am.
Right. So smokers in the UK and Ireland, 50 minutes a week, which equates to an extra week's holidays a year from smoke breaks.
Yep.
And you've been smoking how long now?
Rather not say.
what, 30, we say 30 years?
It's more than that.
More than that. You're talking nearly a year's worth of holidays over your working career for smoking, and you're giving out about a woman who's just given birth.
But here's the difference.
Not being given an hour a day to
Here's the difference, right? Your employer is not obliged by law to let you have a smoke break. They do, but they're not obliged. But some workplaces don't allow smoke breaks, by the way. But a lot do. But they're not obliged. There's no law that says you must have a smoke break.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is a law. Niall, this
as
is a law.
You know, as you know and I do, the majority of them do. Mm. And I, on the radio part, I've heard Niall saying that he snuck away for the news every once in a while to go down and have a quick one and come back up.
Yeah, quick what? Quick smoke.
Quick smoke.
Yeah, no, I do. When the news comes on, usually at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, I might nip down for a cigarette. Yeah. Yeah.
That's but Niall, here's the point. Like this is something that is
like if I went now, I can't just go now. You'd notice it if I was gone.
I could talk for a minute or two.
I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll do an experiment, right? Okay. Okay, we're going to do an experiment. Okay, I'm going to go for a smoke. Right, James, right. Is that okay with you? My producer, I'm going to go for a smoke. Susan,
yes,
are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Sharon, you still there?
Yes, Niall.
Okay,
yes.
Billy, you're the new talk show host on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Jesus.
It's over to you, Billy.
I've bitten off far more than I can chew, I think, Niall.
Now, listen, you're going to conduct this debate. So you know the story. The government are now bringing in new measures which will be signed by the President very shortly. It's the Work-Life Balance Bill, and it's changing the 6 months unpaid breastfeeding to 2 years paid breastfeeding, right? And it comes in, by the way, they're allowed... I think it's 3 20-minute breaks, 2 half-hour breaks, or 1 1-hour break per day. And the employer must pay you. Billy, it's over to you.
Niall, hold on a second. Just before you do this, Niall,
yeah.
If I end up being better than you than at this...
Do you get a job? You're welcome to it.
Like,
yeah,
you know...
Yeah, you're welcome to it. All right. All right, it's
Billy,
over.
I have a question.
Well, I need to play the intro for Billy. I just need to play the intro, okay? Billy, so you remember now, Sharon and Susan, both of you stay there, okay?
Sharon Billy's gonna be, and Susan.
Okay, yeah,
Billy's gonna be dependent. I think I got that.
All right, okay, so let's do this again, okay? Let's go back to the intro.
Now, Nighttime Talk with Niall
Billy
on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we are talking about the government's new legislation around breastfeeding. Sharon... So you've heard the legislation.
Good evening,
good evening. How are you? So you've heard the legislation, Sharon. Can you tell me what you think? Is this a good idea, or is this just going to go horribly badly and it's another bad piece of legislation from this government?
I think it could be messy, Billy. I think, honestly, if the woman really, really wants to breastfeed for 2 years, she's better off staying at home doing it, because I don't know how it would work in a workplace.
So in that case, do you think it would be a better idea if maybe the government looked at lengthening maternity leave to allow women to have that ability to, you know, stay home and look after the child longer?
Well, not up to 2 years. That seems like a bit long, you know. I think 2 years is a bit long.
A year, fair enough. And sorry, it was Susan on the other line? So, Susan, good evening, Susan. So, would you be in agreement there? Would this legislation, is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Or should we just look at extending maternity leave for women so they can stay home with their kids in the first formative years of life?
I think it'd be a good idea for them to stay at home with the children. But I'm just wondering, where is all that money going to come from to pay these people to stay at home?
The government has that big €13 billion surplus. I'm sure we can find the money from somewhere if it's that important, and if they're expecting employers to, you know, give an extra hour a day, I'm sure the money is there somewhere.
Yeah, and they were talking about breaks, Billy, half hour breaks and hour breaks. Does that mean when you're on that break, you can breastfeed the baby out in a cubby or something? How would you do that?
That's a really good question. I'd be wondering if they'd need to maybe set up creches in the offices to allow for people to, you know, to have.
Well, I've got a cubby here under the stairs. You could put a few babies in there and go out and breastfeed them.
And would you be charging the government
cupboard at the moment?
Would you be charging the government for that, or are you going to give us a bulk rate or what?
A bulk rate? I think a bulk rate for the children is a good idea.
Billy, this is your, hang on, Billy, this is your producer. Clodagh is on line four.
Niall, I think I've had enough, man. I think I've had enough.
What, Billy? Well, hang on, you can't handle it. Can you?
Niall, the pressure is too much, Niall. I don't know how you do it.
But there has been, there has been times when you might have two calls for, before you might get another decent call or somebody worth putting on the air that you could be, talking to people for 20 minutes, but that's what it's all about, see?
Indeed. Yeah. You're much more
serious
at this than me now.
Line three is free for you there, by the way, Jane. Let me go to Clodagh. Stay there, Billy. Clodagh, how you doing?
Niall, how are you?
Now, Billy says, and he makes a fair point, people take smoke breaks all the time. Mind you, it's not a legal requirement to give an employee a smoke break, but, they take, an hour off a day and 10-minute breaks for smokes.
Yeah. So why can't we just accommodate breastfeeding mothers?
So what, let you go home?
It's for pumping, like. But, like all the other countries in the world, America and Netherlands, it's for pumping. It's to pump breast milk. And then usually what happens is they have to provide somewhere that you can store it. So there should be like
a refrigerator
facility in your... Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you just bring it
home. That sounds okay. That sounds reasonable.
It's not like you're going, bringing your child into work for 20 minutes and having a crack and then...
going
home again.
I used to work with a girl and she worked in the office and she used to have two little pumps on her boobs during the day and they'd be going good a while she was typing.
Sounds like a cow.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah. That's all you can hear. But I mean, should we really have an obligation to do it? I mean, I think most employers are understandable, aren't they?
Most, but not all. And that's the problem. Like, we don't have a high rate of breastfeeding in this country, and we really do need to look into helping people to do it more.
But is this really going to encourage people to do it more, or is it going to encourage?
I think so.
But here's the thing, right? I know Jane hates me quoting this survey, but there was a survey by Solus back in 2018 or something like that, and they asked women who were in the workplace, would they rather stay at home if they got the same amount of money with their child? And most of them said yes, they would. So what we've done over the last 15 years is encourage people and women to go out and get careers. And by the way, I'm not having a pop, right? Be it a man or a woman, I always believe one person should stay at home with the child for the formative years of their child's life. I think it's a good idea because all a child wants is love. But realistically, is this not going to be a disadvantage to women? Because there's already disadvantages for women working in the workplace because employers unscrupulously look at a young girl of 23 when she comes in for an interview and go, oh, she's going to be having babies soon. I'm not going to give her a job. I'll give it to that bloke over there. So there's already a disadvantage. Here's another disadvantage unscrupulous employers will look at. Do you understand what I'm saying? I think we're throwing obstacles in the way. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Billy.
Go back to the point I was making. If an unscrupulous employer was to ask a potential employee if they were a smoker and then figure out that they're going to cost me an extra week's pay a year for their smoke breaks.
They do. There are companies in America now and they will have on the ad, smokers not required. And they can actually discriminate legally against you for being a smoker.
In Ireland, our employment laws are a little bit better than the US and Ireland.
I wouldn't be hired. I wouldn't hire a smoker.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
By the way, did you enjoy your cigarette there?
I didn't have one, Billy. I wasn't going to take that chance and leave you stranded on your own. But, Clodagh, I do understand what you're saying. And I think this looks good from an optical point of view for Europe. But I just don't believe it's necessary. How many women really have had a difficulty with this over the last 10 years that we need to bring in legislation?
From this perspective, right, I get what you're saying about somebody wanting to stay home. Yeah, like, we have a young family, a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old. My partner's self-employed. I work for somebody else privately. So it's not an option for one of us to stay at home. So we have to juggle it all. We don't have family close by, anything to do with that. So we're really juggling it on our own. It's a lot of pressure on women. You've 6 months paid leave and then you get your parental leave, which I think is like 7 weeks, and then you can take off unpaid leave again as well. Mm-hmm. But the 7 weeks is at a much reduced rate.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to barely even cover bills. But the point is, there's a lot of pressure on a woman when she's returning back to work. Oh God, my 6 months is nearly up. Usually a month to 6 weeks of that, if you haven't gone off beforehand, that's included in your 6 months.
Yeah.
So if you are having a baby and you're like, I'm not going to work for the final month now, I'm going to finish up at 36 weeks, that's a month gone. So the baby's actually technically 5 months old if the baby comes on time. The baby can go 2 weeks over. So that's more time deducted from. So then you're trying to establish all of this and get things going and figure all out this new baby out. And then the time comes where you take your paid leave. If you can't afford to take unpaid leave, then you have to go back to work. And then in that time, you have to try and establish a routine, try and build up a milk store, breast milk, when you're already trying to breastfeed as it is and you're awake.
I know. I'm getting so, where you're going with this.
You have that little
I know. There's so many obstacles in the way.
You can still pump during the day. You can still have
okay, here's the nasty side of Niall that's going to come out here, okay? This is not the real Niall, by the way. This is the nasty side of Niall for the sake of the argument, right? Because I'm going to speak for some people who are listening at home, listening to you going, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. You decided to have the child. You should have thought about all that before you did. Now, that's not me arguing. Listen, I'm just saying.
I just think that's the most pathetic argument in the world. If we didn't procreate humans, there'd be nobody left on the bloody planet.
Exactly.
It's the most pathetic argument in the world. Don't come.
It's not my argument.
You were born the same way I was born, the same way my kids were born. So just don't even come at me with that. It's a load of shite.
But less men are going to start having babies. Then that's the end of mankind.
please don't even go there. We're not opening up those floodgates tonight.
Yeah, we sure not. We can't even have a headache peacefully. You know what I mean?
I'd like to see them try and breastfeed and suffer with mastitis and try and build up milk stores and milk supply and everything. Stop.
So, do you breastfed yourself? Did you?
I did.
Okay.
So I did. So
and was it awkward while you were working? Was it awkward?
It's hard going. Like there's a lot. Like, I'm all for women. I breast or bottle, whatever works for you and whatever works for your home, absolutely go for it. I'm not judgmental at all.
You're not one of these mad breastfeeding people that, you know, judges everybody else.
Jesus Christ. Like,
do you ever see those ones that judge people? What do you mean you're not breastfeeding?
Yeah. Piss off, piss right off.
Yeah, I'm Cowan Gate.
I had someone to me while I was giving my child a bottle of breast milk and I just took my two fingers up to her because I was like, no, not having this.
Yeah.
Where am I going with this now?
Yeah, but back to the pathetic argument.
Yeah, it is a pathetic argument.
But it may be a pathetic argument. And by the way, it's not my argument, Billy. I'm just putting across the argument that some listeners might have at home. But there is some level of a point to it that when you sit down and decide with your other half, we're going to have a baby. You know, you have to think of the permutations, the financial implications. You know, one of us is going to have to take time off work, blah, 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 blah. You're not going to be able to go on holiday next year because we're not going to have the money. How are we going to pay the mortgage? You know, if one of us is at home and we're only going to get 220 a week or 260 a week or whatever it is. So all those things really have to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, they do. But the argument, the hypothetical argument that Nasty Niall made, I would say that that's probably the most sexist bloody argument I've heard.
That was Nasty Niall. That was Nasty Niall.
Nasty Niall. But it's probably one of the most sexist arguments that I've heard in a long time. Mm. Like you're basically saying that, okay, you're literally putting a woman's place is in the home argument on the table in an absolutely nice way.
By the way, that's a whole other debate that we're going to have very soon, by the way, both Billy and Clodagh. There's a referendum before the end of the year. They're saying, I can't see it happening before the end of the year, which is to remove the line, a woman's place is in the home, from the Constitution. I think, by the way, and when I hear women going on about it saying, hooray, we're getting rid of that line, I think these are all mad. That line is brilliant in the Constitution.
I don't think it needs to be changed. No, I don't think it needs to be changed.
I think it's a great line. I think it gives women protection.
Honestly, I think just leave it as it is. Like, if you start messing with the Constitution over something like that,
yeah,
seriously, lads, where are we going?
Yeah, men don't have babies. Yeah, men don't have babies.
No,
yeah.
They don't have babies. They don't breastfeed. Like, come on, like, men are men and women are women. And, like, the old school way was the man went out and earned the bread and the woman stayed at home and with the younger kids and blah, blah. Times have changed.
Yeah.
We both work. I went back to work after feeding. It was tough going, and there's a lot of demand on a woman's body when she's breastfeeding.
But here's the thing. I'm still waiting for the day that somebody takes a constitutional challenge. Technically speaking, Clodagh, you shouldn't, according to the Constitution, shouldn't have to go to work to necessitate looking after your family.
Well, listen, let's get back to reality.
I know. You want the holiday in Spain.
The bills still need to be paid. Like, I want to go on holiday to Spain. Like, fucking, I really love going to parent in a different country. It's such a great holiday, you know?
Yeah.
Spending a fortune. But I'm joking. Like, seriously, we just need to cop on. Let's just move with the times. And
Yeah, okay. Well, hang on. Hang on for a second. I have two nasty Niles coming on. Hang on for a second. Stay there for a second.
There we go.
Marion, hi.
How are you?
I'm good, Marion. You think there's more important things happening in the world? I'm sure there is. Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Well, I think the direction we're going, I think we need to start mimicking seahorses or something so the men can stay in mind the children. That's the way we're going. Mm. But anyway, I'm just looking, and I was saying to your researcher, I'm just looking at people on waiting lists to get diagnoses and everything else, and this is what they're worried about in the doll.
Yeah. Well, Clodagh thinks it's an important issue anyway.
But she needs time off
so she can go into the whatever room, the mother and baby room or whatever it is, if they have one in their workplace.
And breastfeed
or express milk or whatever it is she needs to do.
Oh, you name it. Yeah. But the previous guest there was saying what I was thinking. Like, at the end of the day, what about, you know, why discriminate against other women who were bottle feeding? You know, you had said at the beginning
Well, you're not discriminating. They're quite entitled to breastfeed if they want to breastfeed. It doesn't cost you time to bottle feed. You don't have to go anywhere to produce a bottle. But to breastfeed.
What about the child, the connection with the child? Well, actually, I'm going to put this argument, like, what about the pump? Like, the mother, before she goes to work, can pump the milk. Into a bottle for the child, and can be stored. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Billy.
By the sense of this legislation, Niall, it's not to actually feed the child during the working day.
It is if you want to. By the way.
Well, if it's feasible to do so, then you know if the creche is downstairs in the building, maybe it would be feasible to do so. But a lot of offices aren't like that.
Yeah, it's expressing
milk.
But Marion said, why don't you just express the milk before you go to work? Get up earlier and do it. Like,
I'm not someone who has the equipment to answer that question. But I'm sure that the expression of the milk is at different times during the day.
Soon.
Yeah, Clodagh, why didn't you just get up earlier, you lazy thing?
Half five is not early enough now. No, I'm not going to ask her directly whether she's breastfeed or not. If you breastfed, you will know.
Ask her.
You will know how much. I'm not going to ask her.
Marion, did you breastfeed?
No, I didn't.
See, there I asked
her. I couldn't.
Go, Clodagh. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't anyway. So, but that doesn't make any difference. I've seen my friends, they would pump the milk into the bottle before they went to work.
But depends on what stage of the cycle you are at with the child. Like, the bigger the child gets, the more the child needs.
But I'm just telling you that
breast milk isn't as dense as formula is.
I know that. I'm fully aware of that.
Babies who are breastfed need to feed more often, which is why usually, I'm not saying 100%, but usually breastfed babies don't sleep right because they're awake at all hours.
Yeah, it's like milk on draft, isn't it, really?
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
No, but I will say to my friends, they go into work using the pump. But at the end of the day, like, the same argument as that lady said at the beginning, why not bottle feeding as well and take that extra time off? You know, it is splitting hairs with the women, you know, and then it's women turning on women. At the end of the day, and as Niall said, what I can see in the workplace, it's not going to go down on paper because it could be legally challenged. But you'll have employers saying, I'm not going down that route with that woman. That is, she's not going to get anywhere or climb the ladder of the career. You know, she's going to have children. And it will be used against
you. It will. I mean, Clodagh, the more legislation we bring in, you know, to protect women, sadly, I think goes against them in some way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying that it's another hurdle.
And it's not either said the right or anything else, but that's the way it will go. You know, they're not going to take on a youngish woman that's in the problem, you know, that's not long married and who maybe has one child looking possibly into the near future. You know, they will discriminate. They beyond no doubt. It's going in favour of men, really.
Yeah, I think Clodagh, women do get discriminated against in the workplace, particularly when they're having babies, because, you know, they may be part of a plan for promotion or whatever it is, but that just doesn't happen then because they get pregnant or whatever it is. So they do get discriminated against. But I know, and Clodagh, I understand having babies is a fact of life. I do get that. you know.
Yeah, I don't. I've been very lucky in any employments I've ever had. I've never had any issues in terms of that. I know what happens, but I'd call it would be absolute dinosaurs now that I'd be blown. Are you looking to have kids now in the next few years, or gauging on age or whatever?
But they do.
But again, that's me purely being probably innocent because I haven't come up against it. But equally, us doing this is actually a sign we're moving with the times.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Lorraine. Well, hang on. Lorraine, how are you?
Hello?
Hello, Lorraine.
Sorry, Niall. Mouthful of ice cream.
You have a mouthful of ice cream? Jesus Christ. It's only Monday night. That's a Friday night thing. Yeah, that's a Friday night thing. What is it, Ben and Jerry's?
Let me tell you. Yeah, actually, it is. It's peanut butter cup.
Oh, I know. I prefer cookie dough.
Oh, I hate it.
Although ice cream, I can't eat too much, but it goes through me like a Porsche. Anyway,
you pretty much covered everything I wanted to say, Niall. Only one thing is, how is this going to be, like, policed or monitored? Because as far as I'm concerned, any woman that returns after maternity leave now can have an extra hour off a day. What are they supposed to do? Like, weigh the milk and prove they're actually...
Take pictures of it, like, yeah. Take pictures of their boobs and the bottles.
100%. They take your hour off, sit down, relax. Another woman said just before me, there is so much more important things in the world than this. And if the government are willing to sit down and do this, well, like, you know, take your hour, ladies, a day.
It's a fair point, Chloe. Like, it could be abused. I'm not saying it will be, but it could be abused by people.
Nearly should
it could be,
God,
but like, at the end of the day, if you're a genuine, like everything in life is abused. You always have the minority who will just screw you over. Like, that's just life. But at the end of the day, if somebody's genuinely breastfeeding and is solely breastfeeding, they're going to be like, this is absolutely mighty. This is brilliant. Like, actually have time to do it. Instead of trying to, like, I just think it opens up the workplace to a bit more of a friendlier, like, even still, breastfeeding nowadays in public, never mind even in work, people are likely to put that away. And you're like, it's totally normal. And we need to normalise it. And we need to be okay with
I'm hoping we're gone from the days of, will you put that away?
We're not. And that's the problem. Like, we're not.
Why, Claude, does anyone ever give you dirty looks when you were breastfeeding in public?
Yeah. Or be trying to catch a goo and you're like, will you go away, you little pervert?
Trying to catch a goo.
Oh, I don't know. I like breastfeed as well.
If I see a woman breastfeeding, I just turn the other way. You know what I mean? Just to, you know, to give her privacy and dignity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be staring at them. Like. By the way, somebody says, "No, oh, this is Sinead, the mad feminist. Niall, can none of you imagine a situation where women are not discriminated against and we actually value what women do? There is a possibility we could evolve to that if we put more women in positions of power. This conversation is ridiculous," says feminist Sinead. I know a few women in power. I'll just say the word Maggie Thatcher. There you go. All right.
RD
Forbes. we should just leave it at that there for the moment for feminist Sinead. And by the way, I'm not saying that women in power are not a good idea. Of course they are, but we need a balance. Let me go to Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hi. Hi, Niall. How are you?
Now, it says on my screen, you're very angry.
No, angry might be a bit of a stretch, but
okay.
I've never rang in a radio station before, but I was on my way home from work as a working mommy, and I heard your comments, and
which one?
I felt compelled to look up and text you to be referring and making jokes about, oh, sure, cows get mastitis, and don't most women take their 6 months leave and then should they go on the sick? I suppose my concern is prospective employers out there. Like, what message is that sending out to the people listening to the show to suggest that most women who are breastfeeding or who have just had a baby will take liberties like that? And also, I do know, and I've been in workplaces where somebody might have been expressing, and they tend to overcompensate for the fact that they had to leave for a few minutes. And no, you can't just express in the morning before you head to work.
Well, I don't know. I've never done it. So I don't know.
It's very evident.
That was Marion's suggestion, by the way. That wasn't my suggestion. That was Marion.
Well, yeah. I know there was laughs and giggles about it, but like, I guess when it comes to work life, we've moved very many decades on. Like, very many women would possibly choose maybe a blended working or maybe work from home. But people have mortgages now, they've commitments. It's not just as easy to say, sure, stay at home with your kid, that's where you should be. Very many people just don't have that option. And if they choose to breastfeed or bottle feed or whatever that might be, why, I suppose, I don't know, why...
Well, no,
why,
I did say at the start, by the way, I'm a firm believer and a fair agreeer with many psychologists and child psychologists who would believe that a parent, and I didn't say a parent, I said it doesn't matter which one, stays at home for the formative years of a child's life because all a child wants is love. That's what I said at the start. In relation to the mastitis, it was just a breeder couldn't remember the name of the condition that can affect women sometimes. And I said, it's the same one that cows get, which is mastitis. And that's factually correct. Well, unfortunately, but it's not probably exactly the same virus, but I believe it's...
I'm not a serious person or anything. I suppose it's just perspective but I think, women
I think the conversation has been reasonably lighthearted, Brenda.
Right now.
All I'm trying to say is, and a lot of people say this, when you bring in more legislation, I mean, I think most employers, 90% of employers, are very understanding. You know, so if you have to go and express milk, you know, into a powder room or whatever room it happens to be, or a particular room that they've dedicated for that, I think most employers are very understanding. I think when you start to bring in legislation, I think what happens is then that does give women an unfair disadvantage in the workplace, because sadly there are unscrupulous employers, and there was research done in UK, I can't remember who did the research, it could have been Cowan Gate or somebody like that, and they researched recruitment agencies who had told them that under the counter employers had said, we don't want women of childbearing age. Now that's not a good thing, by the way, that's a really bad thing in society. So you don't want another obstacle there, that if employers say, oh for God's sake, she's going to be breastfeeding, Anna, we'll give the job to him instead. That's not what we want in society. So I think the more stuff you bring in that's maybe unnecessary, you know, the more possibilities. And by the way, in relation to women taking time off after their 6 months maternity leave, I've heard of many women who take time off sick 6 months because they're not ready to go back to work or they want to stay with the baby longer. That happens quite regularly. I'm not saying it's an abuse of the situation or an abuse of what's available.
But with every piece of legislation, regardless of who it is aimed at or for, I suppose there will be people who'll take advantage of it. But I suppose it just felt like, it is, you know, it is a very contentious issue. But like there is very, I suppose many people just possibly listening to this tonight. And I just didn't feel like the argument was, I suppose, balanced enough to suggest that maybe women will be going into the workplace overcompensating for the fact that they may have had to take a little bit of time off in what is already a crazy, busy, difficult time for them already, that I've no doubt that they would try, you know, well, most women I know, which is many who've had kids, you know, usually give it their all. So anyway, I want to be
absolutely 100% sure in saying, and I did say at the very start, there is no doubt, I'm not going to disagree with doctors, that breastfeeding is best if it's possible. Now, it's not always possible. And some women, by the way, choose not to do it. And that's fine, too. I don't want to be one of these people who forces women into doing it. But Ireland has a very low record when it comes to breastfeeding. We're actually one of the lowest in Europe, which is not something we should be proud of, by the way.
And maybe that's the root of the legislation. And maybe that's why the government are saying, look, maybe we need to do more to support women, because, you know, at a local level, maybe organisations aren't maybe putting it on their agenda. And definitely, it's not like the main piece of legislation that's been looked at in the Dáil, but it's certainly, if our record is that low, I don't know, bottle or breast, whatever, you know, whatever.
Why do you think our record is so low? Leaving aside the employment aspect, do you believe there's an element of historical element in relation to, say, the Catholic Church, into the way that we've been raised as to why women don't breastfeed in Ireland?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know enough about to be able to say, but I think society has changed so much more now that women have to return to work to try and, I suppose, you know, pay mortgages or meet the demands of life.
That's not a good thing, is it? It's not a good thing that we're put in that position.
No, unfortunately. So maybe women are being pushed back out there into their previous roles, or the jobs are returning much quicker because of the change and the demands on them. So maybe kind of that, we're trying to catch up with that and try and find the balance for women. But I'll bow out now.
It's okay, and you're not as angry as I thought you were going to be.
I'm not, pardon?
You're not as angry as I thought you were going to be. It said on my screen,
no,
she's angry.
I'm a nice person. Okay, well, listen, enjoy the rest.
No, and I'm happy to have you on to correct anything you believe is incorrect. Thank you very much indeed, Brenda.
Not at all. Take care, man.
Clodagh, there you go. So, yes, we need to make sure the strike a balance here for women who want to breastfeed. I think that's the bottom line, isn't it? But I think most employers,
yeah,
Clodagh,
like
are understanding.
Said, employment aside for breastfeeding, there's just not enough support. Like, if you are in Dublin or you are in Galway or you are in a major city, you have access to whoever. I live in Westport, work kind of scattered in Mayo, and like, for me to get somebody to come out, like a public health nurse or something, I might be waiting 3, 4, or 5 days, at which stage I either have had my mastitis set in or I'm just like, okay, I have to do something else. Mm. No, I don't think from the maternity side of it, I think, like, you know, you've your 2-week checkup, you've your 6-week checkup, and then it's like, best of luck now, hope it all goes
well. You're on your own.
Like,
yeah, you're on your own. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, there was
3 months, 6 months, nothing.
Yeah. There was a time where the public health nurse would be around within a couple of weeks after you had your baby. I don't think that's particularly COVID hit that really badly, by the way. But I don't think it's as good now, that service, as it used to be. Maybe I'm doing a disservice to the public health nurses, but I don't think that service is as good as it used to be and as regular as it used to be.
No, and like, I have to say as well, any public health nurse I've ever encountered, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, great at the jobs.
Cannot fault any of the maternity staff in the hospital that I have had my children in. But
I love the language the public health nurses use, by the way, because I remember when they came into my house when our first child was born, and it was like they're looking around the house and they've seen the ashtray. I assume daddy goes outside when he's smoking and not in front of baby. And it's these words like baby, not the child.
It's all changed now. And like, usually, because I remember my first niece been born and like that kind of attitude from the public health nurse. And I just like I just think that if you shouldn't have that job unless you've had children.
Yeah,
I don't think you fully understand that role until you've had children yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, no,
so
I agree.
Any of the public health nurses that I've had have just been like, just do whatever suits you. Is it working? Are you getting sleep? It's done a full turnaround on itself.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. They're amazing. But I think, obviously, employment aside, there's a lot of pressure on a woman when she's going back to work with breastfeeding. I'm not saying there's not a lot of pressure on other women when they're bottle feeding before they start. There is. But it's just a bit different. Your body.
Yeah, us men have a lot of pressure on us as well, by the way, you know, to look after the baby.
Yeah, how are you going to cope? Yeah. Yeah.
See you, Clodagh. Thanks very much indeed. And I appreciate you staying on the air as long as you did.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show.